KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Figures from a survey of supply managers in 9 Midwestern and Plains states have risen slightly, but still suggest slow or no economic growth ahead. A report issued Thursday said today that is the Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, inched up to 47.8 in August from 47.6 in July. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. The survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey and says he expects the regional economy to underperform the national economy because of the region's heavy dependence on manufacturers linked to the weak sectors of agriculture and energy. Over the filing period for the nomination papers to be turned into the Cass County Auditor's Office having ended at 5 p.m. Wednesday, the stage is now set for the November 8th general election in Cass County. There were a total of 4 new candidates that filed their papers either late Tuesday or prior to the deadline Wednesday evening, with those persons filing for seats on the Soil and Water Conservation District Board, an Edna Township trustee vacancy, and Griswold School Director 4 seat. Here's the names that will appear on the ballot in Cass County on November the 8th. Board of Supervisors, District 1, Steve Green, a Republican from Atlantic. Board of Supervisors, District 4, Dana Kunze from Griswold and Steve Beyer from Griswold. You elect one of those. Board of Supervisors, District 5, incumbent Frank Waters, a Republican from Cumberland. Randy J. Pollock of Oneida and J. Ford Lillard of Wyota, both are non-party candidates. And you will elect one of those 3 men. Cass County Auditor, incumbent Dale Sunderman, a Republican from Atlantic, will be on the ballot, as will incumbent County Sheriff Darby McLaren, a Republican also from Atlantic. The Cass County Agricultural Council, or Extension Council, there are 4 seats there, and your candidates will include incumbent Julie Opperly, a Republican from Wyota, incumbent Darren Petty, a Republican from Atlantic, incumbent Marcy Joe Dorsey, a Republican from Oneida, and Republican Jody Steffen from Messina. Soil and Water Conservation District, there are 3 seats open there, and your candidates include incumbent Kurt Behrens, a Republican from Wyota, Ray Wilson of Griswold, and Chase Wheatley, a Republican from Messina. Hospital Board of Trustees, Northwest District, there's 1 seat open, and Jody Lawrence, a Democrat from Atlantic, has submitted her papers for that seat. Hospital Board of Trustees, Southeast District, Mike Clocky, a Republican from Messina, is your lone candidate there for that one position. Edna Township Trustee, Republican Keith Nelson from Messina. Edna Township Trustee to fill a vacancy, Kevin Stender, a Republican from Messina. Union Township Trustee, incumbent Delmer South, a Republican from Cumberland. The Union Township Trustee to fill a vacancy seat, your candidate there, incumbent Richard Hoffman from Cumberland. And the Griswold School District Director 4 seat, Donald K. Smith, a Republican from Griswold. Precinct workers in Cass County were being trained Wednesday on a new election management system developed by officials in Cerro-Gordo County and used in more than 50 counties across the state. Ken Klein, Cerro-Gordo County Auditor, said the Precinct Atlas program was developed after the 2008 presidential election. That was also when Iowa implemented Election Day voter registration. Klein says he saw firsthand in his own county how many problems they had with a myriad of election laws and exceptions that can bog down the voter registration process.
In 2008, I was part of the committee that developed the materials that were used statewide to implement Election Day registration. In fact, I helped train auditors across the state and train my own precinct officials on Election Day at the presidential election about 4:30 in the afternoon, stopped by Washington Elementary School, and knew as soon as I walked in that there were problems. And I thought, okay, well, I'll stay as long as I can or until we get the problem sorted out. I sat there for 2 hours working alongside the precinct officials and using the tools that I'd helped develop and that I'd helped train people on. And I literally walked out of there shaking my head thinking, this is not fair. We're asking precinct officials to remember all these rules, apply them correctly to hundreds of voters based on each voter's specific circumstance for 14 hours once a year. I mean, is that the definition of sanity? I mean, it just isn't.
Klein says the software precinct workers will use in Cass County to verify registered voters provides simple, clear, on-screen instructions to check in and validate each voter.
Precinct officials love it. I feel, you know, as an auditor, much more confident that they're actually handling each voter's situation correctly, as opposed to training them on all the rules and hoping that they implement them correctly and feeling unsure that they do. I don't have to worry about it because, you know, basically, we don't need a computer whiz. We need somebody who can read a screen and occasionally drive the mouse and interact with the voter pleasantly.
Precinct Atlas was rewritten last year to make it even more dynamic and less hassle-free for the precinct worker as they guide the voter step-by-step through the registration and verification process. Now, if you have a driver's license or state-issued non-driver photo ID, the process is even faster because your information is obtained by scanning that ID.
We implemented the scanning of licenses, I think, in 2010 or 11, and the counties that use them, and that's by far the great majority of counties, love them. The voters love them because it's fast, it's accurate.
You simply flip your driver's license upside down so the barcode on the back can be read by the scanner. The information then automatically pops up on the precinct workers' screen and a form is printed out for you to sign, and then you can go vote. You can also present your voter registration card you receive from your county auditor. The system will get its first use in Cass County on September 13th during the Atlantic Community School District special election for the physical plant and equipment levy and PEPL income surcharge votes. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 56-year-old Kurt David Cresselius of Atlantic had turned himself in Monday on Cass County Sheriff's Office warrants for one count of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Cresselius was booked at the jail and released Tuesday on $52,300 bond. Cass County deputies Monday arrested 19-year-old Lucas Lee Stone of Atlantic on a charge of driving while revoked. Stone was brought to the Cass County jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. And on Tuesday, 29-year-old Jacob Glenn Smith of Atlantic was arrested on felony third-degree burglary charge, as well as lesser charges of assault with intent to cause injury, obstruction of emergency communications, and trespass. Jacob Smith was taken to the Cass County jail, where he remained held on $7,600 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office has announced that they're currently taking donations to assist in starting a canine program. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says his office has been researching the benefits to the public and law enforcement in Page County and is in the fundraising stages for the program. Palmer says with the assistance of donations, his office will be able to put into service a certified canine and training for a current deputy to assist law enforcement in the detection of drugs and tracking of fugitives in Page County. He said also this requires a great amount of time and commitment for the deputy as well as the Page County Sheriff's Office. It is, however, something that his office believes is needed to assist law enforcement in Page County and the surrounding areas in taking drugs off the streets. According to Sheriff Palmer, the Page County deputy and canine will also be assisting with other area agencies when a call for assistance is heard. Page County has currently been utilizing the assistance from area law enforcement canine units, and that assistance, he says, has been greatly appreciated. With time constraints and current court rulings, canine units spread throughout the area are needed more than ever before, and with the increasing constraints on budgets and expenses, he says your help is needed. Donations will be taken in cash or a check. Checks should be made out to the Canine County or the Page County Canine Fund. Monetary donations can be dropped off or mailed to the Page County Sheriff's Office at 323 North 15th Street in Clarinda, zip code 51632. And Sheriff Palmer thanks everyone for their continued support of the Page County Law Enforcement Services. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.